Let us pray. God of all, you are made known in the humility of love, a love that is not boastful or self-seeking, but a love that is patient, gentle, and kind. Be present with us this evening as we come to know your Son's love for us, through the simplicity of human touch, the earthiness of wheat made bread, and the sweetness of grape turned wine. Grant us the grace to be your sacraments of love in the world, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. As a culture, we have a fascination with last moments. We buy boatloads of biographies, pick up tabloids about the death of a celebrity, and collect famous last words of politicians and saints. Perhaps we believe we can see the essence of a person in those final moments. Or we maybe think it offers us a window into the great beyond. Deeper than any of that, though, I believe last moments teach us something else, something much more interesting, more relevant to everyday life. Last moments teach us how to live more than how to die. Today, on this Maundy Thursday, we are caught up into Jesus' last moments with his friends. At the end of the night, Jesus will be arrested. In less than 24 hours, his body will be hung from the wood of the cross. All the gospel accounts suppose that Jesus, on some level, knew this was to happen. The Gospel of John, which we just heard, says it more clearly than any. Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world. Jesus knew that he was in his last moments on earth. And what does God in the flesh do in his last moments? Contrary to what our culture would like us to believe, he does not create a bucket list to hit all the seven wonders of the ancient world, nor does he try to relive the glory days back in Galilee when he turned water into wine. No matter how unjust or tragic it is, Jesus does not even try to escape or change his fate. The loneliness, the pain, the death to come. Christ's final moments instead are dedicated to making sure his loved ones, his disciples, know his love. The love that he had been teaching, preaching, praying, and miracle working about for years with them. He wants them, and by extension, every one of us, to know his love. Not to know about his love, but to know his love. You know that kind of knowledge, the knowledge that is somewhere deep within your gut, the knowledge that says, I know what I know, what I know to be true, and nothing can take that away. Jesus wants the disciples to know this kind of love. And in his final moments, there is little time for words. So, without saying a word, he takes off his robe, gets on his knees, ties a towel around him. He then tenderly picks up the feet of each of his friends, one by one, and washes each of them, even the one who leads him to death, even Judas. He washes all of their feet. Now, nearly everyone in first century Palestine wore sandals. And the disciples, we know, ministered at a contemplative pace of 3 miles per hour. In other words, they walked everywhere. So you can imagine the dirty, blistered, calloused feet Christ holds in his hands. Jesus goes knees to the hard ground, basin of water in tow, to wash the sorest, dirtiest, and most exposed part of their bodies. He does what was reserved only for the lowest class of servants, because he knows it is there that we know God's love. It is in the places that we are most ashamed, most fearful, most hurting, that there are cracks big enough for God to move. It is that secret that's been kept hidden away for years because our fear over how one might react. It's our bumps, bruises, and scars that we hold with shame over how we might be seen for not having it all together. It's the pain from the loss that we bury inside, so deep inside, just so we don't have to burden another. In our own way, we all do this in small and not so small ways. Even Peter, when Jesus came to wash his feet, took a step back. His knee-jerk reaction was, "No, you will never wash my feet." Even for the disciple of Jesus himself, it can be hard to receive love, especially from a person close or someone we admire. It can feel too great, too unbelievable, and we too may say, "No, there's no way you can love that part of me." Perhaps we feel unworthy. I wonder if Peter felt like he could not receive Christ's love, that it was too much for him. Even in his hesitancy, Jesus replies to Peter, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." The radical truth of the gospel of Jesus is that we must first learn to accept love in whatever form it comes if we are to give love in the world. Like Peter, it may at first feel like a risk. But when we open ourselves, expose those shameful, fearful, hurtful places of our hearts, we may truly know, and I mean know, love. Jesus, in his last moments on earth, wants us to know that his love for us is a love without barriers or conditions. It is the love that says, "You are enough. Just as you are enough. I want all of you. Show me the most hidden, dirty, shameful parts. Yes, yours. Let me love you there. Right there." This is the kind of love that Jesus has for us. This is the kind of life Jesus wants for us. A life of being enough, more than enough. It is not a love we can find in the words of saints cataloged in a spiritual book far away. It is not the love we can even find in the preacher's sermon from the pulpit. Rather, it's the kind of love that needs to be known firsthand in our life, in our relationships. Known like the sensation of another's hands kneading our weary feet. Jesus wants us to know this. He wants us to share this kind of love. So he says, "If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash another's feet. For you should do as I have done to you." Jesus, God's word and action, is asking us to do the same, to move in our lives from words to action, from head to heart, from knowing about love to knowing love. And love is a muscle that needs to be exercised, not just in our last moments on earth, but in our life here and now. So Christ invites his church to foot washing, to practice that love. For some of us, our feet, or feet in general, are an uncomfortable, even intimate place of our bodies. Take it from me, it can feel strange to have others, whether you know them every Sunday or not, to wash your feet in a public service. And as I often say to the students at the ESC, God's love is always invited and never imposed. So, you are gently invited, not because you must, but because you may, to practice this exercise, this practice of love as a Christian community. For I believe if we can be open as a community to receive love from each other, even in those places that may callous or ache, then we are living into Christ's love. If we as a community can love not just parts of each other, but practice loving all of each other, then we are living into Christ's love. If we as a community can practice not only giving love like Christ, but receiving love like Peter, then we are living into Christ's love. And if we are living into Christ's love, then we truly will be known as Christ's disciples by all. Amen.